Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, your daily dose of mental toughness. Ever feel like your emotions are running the show? Like you're on a roller coaster with no brakes, constantly being thrown around by happiness, anger, frustration? We've all been there. But what if I told you that you could actually train your emotional intelligence? It's not about becoming emotionless robots. It's about understanding and managing those feelings so they empower you instead of control you. And that's exactly what we're diving into today. Mindfulness exercises to boost your EQ. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness? Sounds a bit woo-woo, right? Trust me, it's not about sitting cross-legged chanting in the middle of a forest, although that can be awesome too. It's about being present in the moment, aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to win a marathon without training, right? Your emotional intelligence is no different. These exercises are your mental reps, helping you build strength and resilience so you can navigate life's ups and downs with grace and clarity. Here are 5 key takeaways from today's episode. 1. Emotional awareness. It all starts with knowing what you're feeling. Sounds simple, but often we're so caught up in the whirlwind that we miss these signals. Take a moment to check in with yourself throughout the day. Ask, what am I feeling right now? Is it excitement, anxiety, frustration? Naming your emotions is the first step towards understanding and managing them. 2. Body scan. Your body speaks volumes. Ever notice how stress manifests physically? Tension in your shoulders, a racing heart, butterflies in your stomach? Learn to tune into these cues. Take a few minutes each day for a body scan, paying attention to any sensations you notice. This helps you connect with your physical and emotional states, recognizing early warning signs of stress or discomfort. 3. Mindful breathing. Your anchor in the storm. When things get hectic, our breath becomes shallow and erratic. Consciously slowing down your breathing is like hitting the reset button. Inhale deeply through your nose, hold for a few seconds, and exhale slowly through your mouth. Repeat this several times, focusing on the sensation of each inhale and exhale. This simple act can instantly calm your nervous system and bring you back to the present moment. 4. Loving kindness. Meditation. Cultivating compassion. This practice involves directing feelings of kindness and acceptance toward yourself, loved ones, acquaintances, even strangers. Repeat phrases like, may I be well, may I be happy, may I be peaceful, with genuine intention. It sounds simple, but over time it can significantly increase your sense of empathy and connection, making you more resilient to negativity. 5. Gratitude journaling. Shifting your perspective. Instead of dwelling on what's lacking, take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life. Write down 3 things you are grateful for, no matter how small. It could be a delicious cup of coffee, a sunny day, or a kind gesture from a stranger. This practice rewires your brain to focus on the positive, boosting your overall mood and resilience. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, you can feel that familiar knot in your stomach. But instead of letting fear take over, you remember these mindfulness exercises. You take a few deep breaths, scan your body for tension, and acknowledge the feeling of nervousness without judgment. You remind yourself that this is an opportunity to share your ideas and connect with your colleagues. You focus on your message, engage with the audience, and confidently deliver your presentation. You didn't eliminate the nerves, but you managed them, turning anxiety into fuel for a powerful performance. See? Mindfulness isn't about escaping emotions, it's about mastering them. So, what are you waiting for? Start incorporating these mindfulness exercises into your daily routine. Remember, It's not about being perfect. It's about showing up consistently and making small, positive changes that add up to big results over time. Ready to level up your emotional intelligence? Share this episode with a friend who could use a boost, and let me know your biggest takeaways on social media using the hashtag SpartanMentalGym. Until next time, keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.